I'm Carrie Brett, and this is Shot at Love. Today's guest is astrologer and psychic healer, Jill Jardine. And today she'll discuss why fall is the perfect time to fall in love. Autumn has arrived, and you know what that means? It's cuffing season. The search to shack up is on. Many are looking for a new love interest to stay warm during these colder months. The fall equinox is an incredible time to take things to the next level if you're single. And cuffing season is when singles are more inclined to settle into a serious relationship. When we come back, Jill will let us know how the planets will affect our love forecast for autumn of 2022 and what to expect as we kick off cuffing season. You won't want to miss it, so stay tuned. Jill Jardine is an astrologer, therapist, psychic healer, and spiritual advisor. She's also a former radio personality on WATD 95.9 and the host of the podcast Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. She's also a reverend in Sanskrit mantra, and chanting mantras can shift outcomes and is an invaluable tool. For over 30 years, she's helped thousands of people find power and confidence within themselves and help with important decisions. Astrology and dating have always gone hand in hand, because you can use astrology to predict the unknown. Jill is back by popular demand, and today she will help us put our dating life into perspective and predict what's coming down the pike. It is my honor to welcome Jill Jardine back to Shot at Love today. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you. It's an honor to be back on Shot at Love, talking about cuffing season and the upcoming astrology.
I love it. Tell us a little bit about your career and how you help your clients and what you're seeing collectively this fall.
That's a great question. Yeah, so I've been doing this work for over 30 years, and people usually come to me when they're experiencing a pain point, whether it's in a relationship, around money, a job, family, or even health. And so what I try to do is help them shift their perspective on what might feel like a negative or overwhelming situation. And we look at the astrology. Also, I have other tools and techniques I bring in, and we try to get them to shift their consciousness or open it up and see that there are many possibilities or see the light at the end of the tunnel. Astrology can help with that because of timing. We can see if they are dealing with a difficult Saturn transit, for example, that this too will pass when Saturn moves off its affliction to their natal planet. And if they're undergoing something called the Pluto transit, Pluto is the lord of death and rebirth and transformation, then they need to look at psychologically what it is that it's stirring up for them and what is the lesson or what is the psychological piece that is asking for healing. So astrology is a vital tool to help people understand what is affecting them in time and when this particular cycle may be over and things get easier.
So astrology is an invaluable tool that can help you become more self-aware and pinpoint the areas that you need to work on.
Right. I mean, in my practice, it helps. I have a background in counseling psychology. I don't advise people who don't have a background in psychology to start delving into that. That creates problems. But in astrology in general is a transformational tool. And when you start working with reading people's charts, you can help people so much that I've heard from clients over the years that, Jill, in one reading, you brought up more information and helped me process more than 10 years of therapy. So it is an invaluable tool. And one of the big advocates of astrology in history was Carl Jung, the famous psychologist of the 20th century. He thought that astrology was an invaluable tool to help with people understanding their own psyche and their own self and ultimately their own soul.
Well, I use astrology in my photography, and I can tell you for all the work that we've done together, you've helped me more than any therapist has ever helped.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Carrie.
So today's topic is cuffing season, and it's psychological, biological, and scientific. And the data shows that when the temperature drops and the days become darker, people are looking to get locked down. And usually from September to March, singles are more inclined to settle down. They're looking for a serious relationship. Last September, you came on the show to talk about cuffing season. What makes this fall different than last year?
Well, astrologically, let's just define fall for the listeners. Fall starts in September, and this year it started September 22nd, 2022, and goes until December 21st. So it's the fall equinox. And so those 3 months here in the Northern Hemisphere, we do see the radical change in weather going out of summer, Indian summer, and into the fall. And people start lighting the fires and cuddling up in front of the fires. And people here think about going up north to Vermont or Maine and having a partner that they can go and ski or cuddle by the fire. So the thing with the astrology this year that's different than last year is that we have some eclipses very early in the fall season, starting in October, where last year they came in November. They came in a month later. This year we have a solar eclipse that kicks in on October 25th in Scorpio. And then we have the lunar eclipse full moon on November 8th with the sun in Scorpio, moon in Taurus. So we have two Scorpio Taurus activations. And if somebody is listening and they're a Scorpio or a Taurus, hang on, you're definitely going to get triggered by some of this energy for better or for worse. I mean, there are opportunities that come in the aftermath of eclipses, but generally throughout history and time, they're considered malefic, or that the other shoe is going to drop a few weeks or months after an eclipse. I mean, generally, this is not the first Scorpio Taurus. We had two Scorpio Taurus eclipses in the spring of 2022. April 30th was a new moon solar eclipse in the sign Taurus, and then the companion full moon lunar eclipse with the sun in Taurus, moon in Scorpio happened on May 16th. So that we're kind of following up with what was playing out then. So think back what was going on in the spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. But basically, in a nutshell, what's Scorpio and Taurus about? It's about your money, honey. So people are going to be thinking of economics, finances, but guess what? Scorpio is the sign of sex. So interestingly enough, we're also going to have not only the eclipses in Scorpio, which is during the sun transiting Scorpio this year from the 23rd of October through the 23rd of November, but we also have Venus, the planet of love, traveling through sexy Scorpio, slinking and sliding through Scorpio.
You said there's going to be this Scorpio energy, and so the focus will be sex, love, and money, but the Scorpio energy is going to push things forward too. So when I was talking to you about this episode, I said the energy has been really kind of depressive lately. I've been getting so many messages from people on dating apps that the dating apps don't work and how frustrated people are and how they're ready to throw in the towel. But you said that this Scorpio energy can really push things forward for us this fall. Can you talk about that?
Okay, so a lot of things are going to be going down. So with existing relationships, Venus in Scorpio is the detective seeking out the truth. So some relationships that are existing may be tested. Affairs and clandestine love activities can be revealed. The conjunction of Venus with the sun and moon in Scorpio on October 25th, this new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio, could also be the death knell for relations that need to be dissolved or no longer serve, or they've lost that loving feeling. So the positive of this is that people are in a place where they're more likely to release something that's not working instead of hanging on and trying to, like, you know, bring it through another season. So that's good for people who are looking for love, because my prediction is, and it's already been happening through the summer and into the fall here in the Northern Hemisphere, people are ending relationships, and people who have been in loveless marriages, they're ending. People who have stayed in a relationship for financial reasons or because of fear of not finding someone else, they've had it. They've started releasing these relationships as early as the other eclipses back in May of 2022. So we have a lot of people coming on the market, which is good news. And a lot of people that are actually have been alone while in relationships. So they are ripe and ready. It seems like there has been a sort of a phase since COVID where people have overstayed in relationship due to fear of financial issues, or that, oh, I can't find anybody online. It's just the dregs of who's out there, and a lot of misconceptions about, first of all, online, and about dating in general. And I'm talking, this covers all ages. I have clients from their 20s to their 70s who are looking for a relationship. And I'll tell you, some of the older ones tend to be very lucky in love when they get to a certain point. And they're like, yeah, you know, I've been a widow for 10 years and now I'm ready. And turns out that a new guy moved next door and he's around my age and he's been widowed and we hooked up. And so then couples happen. And I want to address this later in the podcast, how our powers of attraction can bring someone to us, whether it is online or in person, which I'm seeing a reawakening of people understanding that you can attract somebody into your day-to-day life. There's a lot of eligible guys hanging out in the Walgreens parking lot, for example, around where I live. If people can shift their mind and their consciousness and realize that when they're ready, ask and it will be delivered, so to speak.
Right. Like speak it into existence. Recently, I got a text from a friend who listens to the show, and she said, I've had it with online, blah, blah, blah. I'm really at the end of my rope. And I said, you know, this is when the breakthrough happens. It is in that moment where you just can't take anymore, that something shifts and it's up to you to shift that energy, to propel that energy forward. And I use that frustration that I had as a superpower. I really did. And right. So you're all about hope, positivity. And honestly, after just sending that text to that friend to be like, snap out of it, it's changed the whole day for her.
Right. I mean, we need shifts in consciousness for one thing. And if something feels old, I tell clients, especially the young ones in their 30s, are like, oh, I've been online. I'm not meeting anyone good. I'm like, take a break and go out somewhere. Go grab your girlfriend, go to a Bruins game, go to the Celtics, go to the football game, go somewhere where there's a lot of men in person and just get your flirt on. And that could be even easier than doing an online date. Just go out and be amongst the natives, so to speak, and make an actual in-person connection. And people are ripe for that now after COVID, after the post-COVID. Like they want to have one-on-one connection. They want to be connecting in person with people. And there's an astrology aspect that happens at the end of October, which we'll talk about, which will enhance this in-person connection.
Everything is about connection. And self-care is literally calling up a friend who lifts you up. So why not go out with friends who lift you up, meet new people, and make new connections? It's only going to change your energy field.
Right. You know what I've seen a lot of my clients have success with online dating? When they stop having an attachment to an outcome, when they look at it as an opportunity. I'm going to go out with this guy and, you know, I'm going to go with a positive attitude. I get to trot out my new outfit. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out to this restaurant I've never been before. And gosh darn it, I'm going to have fun. And so they go with it without expecting the guy to make the date, but they go out as an adventure, like I'm going to go, or an experiment. I'm just going to go. I'm very positive and I'm going to have fun and I'm going to meet a new guy and I have no attachment to what happens.
Right.
And it's amazing how those are the ones who end up hitting it off, getting the next date. And it's because they had no expectation, which sounds crazy and almost like, yeah, contraindicative, but it's that non-attachment. Although, you know, they know they want to have fun, they want to meet somebody, but they're not attached to like, oh, he's got to do this or be like this, or he's got to talk like this. It's like, I'm going to have fun and this guy's on board with me or not. But
right.
It's true. They don't make it about the other. They make it about their experience.
I love that. That was the advice that you gave me when I met Scott.
That's right.
You said, don't be attached to the outcome. Go out. You'll make a new single friend. You don't have a lot of single friends, so it's already a win-win. It's always the ones you don't think you want to go out with that you can be absolutely blown away and pleasantly surprised.
Right, and so that advice is working 7 years later, right?
Totally. And it's amazing. It's amazing how you're in control of your own destiny and how being hopeful and having that inner knowing can really change the whole online dating game for you. And I always say that if you did not keep that hope alive for me, I don't know what I would have done.
Right. I think that's key. People need to have hope and they need to align with the idea that they believe in love. I was just reading you something from a client of mine who lives in Hawaii about how she met her beloved and how she made it about herself, self-care, and she decided to be celibate for a while and really, really be with herself. And then she was like, I really want love and I believe that love will find me and I have no preconception of how that looks like. I just know that I'm going to feel that vibration of love and uplifted and we're going to have a great connection. And lo and behold, she met a man and they got married and she's been living happily ever after. But she's also very realistic because she's like, you know, we know what our flaws are. We know what our idiosyncrasies are and we know what gets each other irritated about each other, but we're okay with it because we know that no one's perfect, but we accept each other the way we are and we love each other. And so we know how to go with it. We know how to flow with it. So we're not being unrealistic, but we're accepting each other and we give each other their own time when one of us needs it. So I think that is such great wisdom on relationship.
Well, the other thing too is that you spoke about the energetic. So go back to energy of when you first fell in love and that excitement or that feeling of adventure and try to live in that energy.
Right. We were talking about this off mic earlier. When I think back to when I first connected with my two ex-husbands, oh my gosh, I was having the best time of my life. And we were doing a lot of fun things. If I think specifically about my second husband who's deceased, we were doing all kinds of things together that we wouldn't have been able to do, traveling to places, going to mud baths, going to Sedona, going to England, to Glastonbury, having like incredible trips, but also just locally doing adventures, especially in October, we would go up to pick apples and do all the October type things here in New England. But it was so much fun and a lot of hiking in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It was exhilarating. So what I tell people, go back to the feeling tone. And so when I think back to my time with that second husband and exploring all, it's exhilarating, it's fun, it's exciting. Everything is new. Everything feels like an adventure. Because we tend to get stuck in ruts in our day-to-day life. And the key is breaking out of those. And so if you have nothing going on in your life at present, think back to some excitement in a new relationship. When you first don't think about like how the relationship may have dissolved, but go back to that excitement in the beginning of it. And remember how that felt in your body because everything is vibration these days. So you want to be the vibration of what you want to bring into your life.
It's true. And you said that, you know, you can stay home and you can watch the news and that's going to get you depressed, or you can create your own good news and your own good fortune. And you said we need to get over our discontentment. Stay away from those feelings of wanting to be a victim or there's no good guys out there. What are your tips around shifting your mindset?
Well, again, we have to find what in the Abraham teachings, which I studied 20 years ago when they first came out, was what we want to shift our emotional set point is the way that they described it. But the way I describe it to clients is that like you want to, you know, realize that if you're feeling despairing, hopeless, okay, honor that. That's what you're feeling. But you want to reach for something that is a little higher. So hope would be a next thing. Cultivate some anticipation of what could be. Go and get excited about something you've done in the recent past or in the past that was, you know, very powerful experience for you. So we have it within our template, something that we want to align with that brings back this love and feeling and the positive vibrations. But yeah, I mean, or go and get therapy or go and get, I always know that like, if I'm stuck in my own rut, I seek out my healers and I'm like, I need energy work. Can you please put some acupuncture needles in me? Or I go to sound healing and I get somebody, you know, drumming over me or gonging over me because that will shift. So sometimes you can't do it by yourself and you have to seek out another healer or practitioner, somebody who can shift your energy, because this is what alternative and holistic healers do. We shift energy, never mind all the other benefits of healing that comes along with it. So if you can't do it yourself, you go and you find a resource. Even getting a massage can can help people. But you want to do something that's going to shift your vibration. Listening to music is excellent. Go around, drive around, listen to that 80s music in your car, you know, or music from a time period when you were younger and vital and having fun. You know, there's so many easy, simple things we can do to shift our vibration and get us back into that love matrix, as I call it.
Right. I love it. And it's up to you to shift your own energy and put on a funny show. Watch Grace and Frankie. Watch Queer Eyes for the Straight Guy. That was a tip on a recent episode. It's up to you to change your energy field. Go to a healer. Do something for someone else.
Right. I mean, that also clears karma. Like if you go and let's say you take care of a ailing parent or an elderly person, that chips off Saturn karma. Saturn is, you know, why we might be struggling in the first place, to donate things to people who are less fortunate, go work in a soup kitchen. If we do something without attachment that will benefit another person or a group of person, you're clearing out a boatload of karma. I mean, don't do it with the intention, I'm going to go clear karma. But just as you give to others, you automatically clear some of your own stuff and release some blockages for yourself.
That's good. I love that. So let's talk about this cuffing season and what these eclipses will bring. Now, I believe this is an eclipse at the end of the month, and eclipses reveal missing information, and sometimes things go away. You know, we're in a recession, and there are shortages. So how do we refrain from feeling lack or negative energy?
So what I tell people, with the solar eclipse coming on October 25th, Venus will be conjunct the eclipse. So use it as like a soulful time. Help clarify your needs around love and money. What do you want? You know, kind of like really tune into yourself. What do you want? The other thing is these lunar windows, you can set intentions aligned with your values with a Scorpio new moon. What do you value most in your life? Is it money? Some people, it's time, having time to do what they want. Is it your health or vitality? And we need to remember that health is our first wealth. And protecting our health sovereignty continues to be an ongoing issue during these lunar eclipses. Like, yes, it's great to go to healers and doctors, but you ultimately have the power within your own matrix for healing and making decisions about your own health. So focusing on those things that you have under your control and vowing to maybe make improvements in your life. The eclipses will help you because eclipses are really good at releasing what's not working. I talked about it regarding relationships earlier, but it's anything. Let's say, you know, you don't realize, but you're eating the wrong food and you actually have an allergy to it. And maybe that's why you can't lose weight. Or that you keep doing something that's not giving you a result. Remember, that's the definition of insanity, when you keep doing something and getting the same result. So it's a really good time. Eclipses are a good time to break out of patterns and habits. So I'd look at all that and look at like, what is it that I want to let go of? What do I want to release? And then there's the collective money stress, because we are in recession and we are in inflationary times. And that's the reality of what's happening out there, and at least in the third dimensional matrix. But the point is that, again, you know, I always tell clients of mine, I'm like, now, how are you suffering right now? Are you're getting food on your table? You're able to drive your car? Like, I tell people to not forecast out that, oh, I'm not going to be able to afford gas. Oh, I'm not going to be able to afford paying my rent. But be in the now with it. It's like, you're paying your rent. You know, everything is continuing in your life. You're going to your job. You're doing this. Like, nothing has changed. So don't go into a spiral down and think that like this is going to go away, because it's easier to keep something going than it is to lose it or create something new. So that's why we actually get stuck sometimes, because we keep doing the same thing. But it is through expanding your consciousness that you bring the new in. So I like to tell people, have an attitude of gratitude for what it is in your life, what is working in your life, and what you have achieved. You know, if we look back and see like where you've come from and where you are, you can have gratitude for that. So many people are so future forecasting in our world. They want to like project themselves out. Well, that takes you out of the now, that takes you out of the present moment. And that's a mind game. And that's a it's like, can be a mind fuck too. So, try to stay in the present moment and realize that you will continue the goodness of the present moment as you go forward instead of projecting out. This is what creates fear for people. They project out like worst case scenario. And of course, the media wants you to feel that it is coming. So that's where you have to kind of be discerning and discriminating where you put your time and energy, because time is a very valuable resource, as is your personal energy.
How great would it be to find the love of your life, the man of your dreams? Do you believe online dating would work if you had the right tools to be successful? Well, I have exciting news. I've created your Best Shot at Love Masterclass. I cannot wait to share with you what's worked for me in my life and for many of my clients that I've helped over the years. If you enroll in this class, you have a winning mindset and believe in getting help before you start something new. If you're ready to see changes in your dating life and want to take action, check out my free webinar at shotatlove.co. If you decide you're going to choose another path, that you're worth it, and you're willing to enroll in the masterclass, you can also register at shotatlove.co. I designed this masterclass specifically for you to be successful. Please know that everything you're going to learn in these 9 modules and 6 coaching calls has been carefully curated for you so you can gain the success you truly want. I will be there for you the whole time. In the meantime, I wish you all the success, and I can't wait to hear about your story of finding love. I'm Carrie Brett, and I will be your mentor and friend through this incredible journey. As far as like finance, and if you look at finance and this wealth-minded energetic around finding a partner, it's one and the same. So you're really good at working energy. So you would say, Carrie, if you need to pull in money, write down how much you need this week. And okay, I need to make this much this week by the end of the month. Like, you know how to work energy like a game. And that is important because you can transfer that into dating. For example, this week I had a client give me a tip. That doesn't normally happen. She was like, I want to give you an extra $100 because I appreciate the time that you took with me. I took that money and I gave it to a charity of somebody that I knew who was a podcaster, because I know I was grateful for that kind act and I wanted to do that for someone else.
Right. That's huge. Pass it along. I had something happen similar too, where a client gave me a big donation and then I took part of it and gave it to a young woman who's struggling, who's a creative and is not really making money from her creative work. So I gave her some money saying, thank you for what you've done for me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't being billed for it or anything. I just gave it to her because I think pass it along.
Pass it along and keep moving and get away from that stuck energy.
Right. Right. That's it. I mean, that's pretty much the key, like keep things moving. And a lot of people do still feel stuck after COVID. And a lot of people are fearing going into the colder weather and being alone. But it's like, don't fear that. That's not your, you know, don't do something to shift the energy and do something to move the energy and release the blocking. And giving a donation is huge. I mean, that's a very simple thing that you can do. A donation to something, like give it to something that is a cause near and dear to your own heart, because heart is what we're all working on here.
Right. Or get involved in a charity and you might meet someone there. And I think it's about going out. And this time, this last quarter that we're in, fall is the beginning of the school year. You get down to brass tacks, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, there's an actual astrology that I think is going to help with socialization. And it's the planet Mars has been going through the sign Gemini, which is a very social sign and communication sign and interactive sign. Gemini, all you Geminis out there, you know how to mix it up and have excitement. So Mars, the planet of action, has been going through Gemini for the last few months, since August. And it's, you know, moved some things forward, but it's been the only one of the few. Mars and Venus are the only few that have been going direct. There were 6 planets retrograde August, September, and they're just starting to go direct now in October. So we had Mercury go direct October 2nd. That's great for communication. We had Pluto go direct on October 8th, which is good for transformation. Saturn goes direct also in October on the 23rd. And then we will only have 3 of the outer planets retrograde still, Neptune, Uranus, and Jupiter. But Mars, who's been going direct all this time, will go retrograde. And I just think Mars retrograde in Gemini is going to give people missed opportunities, a chance to go, oh, you were so busy you didn't get to do anything in August or September. Well, in October now, late October and until March, it's still in Gemini. It's retrograde until January. So from October 30th to January 22nd, it's retrograde, and then it's still in Gemini. So if you've had missed opportunities to connect with people, even, you know, old friends, this is a great time to do it and catch up. And I think that Mars, which is also the significator for males, that men you haven't seen in a while will start coming out of the woodwork. It's funny. That's what happens. I have a lot of single women friends, and they say all of a sudden they'll go to an event and there'll be men everywhere. When in previous, just a week or two earlier, it was like there were no available men there. So this is a Mars retrograde phenomena that men will just seem to come out of the woodwork.
So that's exciting,
but you got to go out there and meet them. I feel like this is more in person, like interaction in person. That's Gemini. But even the online, you know, there might be a lot of men who start showing up on these dating apps who were busy getting their new fall work schedule underway.
Well, this Mars energy or this Mars transit, you said Mars is the archetype of male energy.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Men are going to be very verbal in what they want, and they're going to move quick.
The thing about Mars retrograde, it allows people to process too. Like if people have not wanted to look at their own stuff or analyze or process what they want in their life, Mars retrograde will actually help people become clear on, oh, this is what I need emotionally. Because a retrograde planet tends to bring things internalized. So people will start processing instead of, you know, just going, going, going. They sit still, they process, this is what I want.
Right.
So a lot of people are going to have some come to Jesus moments in like what they really want and need in their life.
That's good. You can't talk a man into liking you, and they know what they want, but they're not going to draw things out this season.
Right. Well, that's the beauty, too, of Mars retrograde. Like, if something's not working, it's not working. That's where the eclipses are coming in, that they'll end things that are false, that are not true, that have been deceptive, especially in Scorpio. If there's any hidden information, like you've been dating this guy you met online and he's didn't tell you one key thing, he's married still, that kind of information will get revealed. There's no secrets. And things are becoming transparent anyway these days. I mean, if you're really tuned in, you can see what's real and what's manufactured, so to speak.
So what you're saying is don't waste time. Approach dating in an authentic way.
Exactly. People are ready to be authentic, I believe. And if they're not, then don't waste your time with them.
And just move along. Next. And I think you're seeing that. So things are going to fall apart quicker, which is a good thing.
Right.
Because then it's not that waste of time.
The beauty about Scorpio and these eclipses being in Scorpio is that Scorpio wants to get to the core. Scorpio is about depth. So we're not going to have that superficiality that has been in society for so long. I mean, people, because of the suffering from COVID and some of the other situations for the last 2.5 years, 3 years, economy, I mean, people just don't want to deal with BS anymore. They want the truth. They want people to be authentic. They just don't have the time or energy to play around. It's like, be real, be authentic. Are you in? Are you out? Let's do this. Or this isn't going to work. Bye-bye.
I agree. So Mercury just went direct. How is that going to play in as far as the planets?
Right. Mercury is direct, and it was actually retrograde in Libra, the sign of relationship, in September through early October. And then it went into Virgo retrograde. So Mercury is going direct until the very end of the year when it goes retrograde on the 29th of December through January 18th in the sign Capricorn, where people are going to have to rethink their work life going into a new year. But Mercury going direct, it's on. People are open to communication, connection, and with Mars and Gemini, Mercury's ruling sign, people are going to be more social and want to connect and have conversation.
I love that. Any other things that we should look out for this fall?
the lunar eclipse on November 8th is supposed to be packing a whammy, but I think it's just more of economic issues. And again, that's connected with the stock market and other markets falling. And I do feel like it's global. So, you know, there could be scenarios that are trying to be used as fear inducing. But again, we're all here, you know, in a collective reality, but we can also create our reality. So my advice increasingly is to don't watch the news. Don't get into cray cray out there. It's sad what's happening. And, you know, there's always going to be tragedies, but you know, do you want that to be your reality? You can have something called compassion for fellow humans. And that's the beauty of these times. I'm seeing many more people developing compassion for others. And so this translates into the dating world as well, that people are feeling more compassion for others and their situations, which is a beautiful thing because that's the evolution of humanity. So I would just say that by the time we get to December, it's so funny because things start really looking up. Actually, the day before Thanksgiving here in the US, which is November 23rd, that's a very good day because Jupiter goes direct. With the sun in Sagittarius, Jupiter goes direct in Pisces, two signs that Jupiter rules, actually. So I think going into that time period, the end of November and December, much brighter than last year when we were having eclipses during that time. And then the other really nice date I noticed is December 7th, astrologically. That's a really, really nice date. So it almost feels like whatever is going to go down here in late October and November, that the holiday season of Thanksgiving and Christmas don't look so bad astrologically.
That's huge.
Yeah. We have, let's see, there's planets that are going to be all direct by the time we get to the 7th of, all except for Uranus, all the planets are going direct. So that's going to move things fast. So whatever goes down, things are just going to be fast. Like realities and outcomes are going to change from day to day, which is like, it's not over till the fat lady sings. Mm.
Big change from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, things are going to move a little fast and furious. October is the beginning of that.
I think it's a big shift from last year, last season's holiday time. It was a little more dire.
Right, because they were talking about all the new variants. Delta was full on. Omicron was making a debut around the holiday season. And yeah, I mean, we're going to hear of all these variants and the flu is being bad and all of that. But, you know, people are pretty savvy now on how to deal with that and how to take precautions and what they need to do. This is nothing that we haven't experienced after a pandemic. You've learned quite a bit on how to protect your health and your health sovereignty. So going into this holiday season, we have a lot of Jupiterian energy, and Jupiter is the cosmic Santa Claus. So I think that especially around the December holidays, it should be much better, and that people will get together and connect in ways that they haven't been able to for the past couple of years. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. It sounds like things are more hopeful.
Right. I mean, there are going to be these overlays of major events that are going to be global. But when we're talking about people's personal realities, I don't know that you need to let those affect you unless you want to.
I think that's good advice. So around the hope piece, what would your advice be for people that have lost faith in themselves or don't feel very confident around their power around attracting a soulmate?
When it comes to that, I give my clients the magical formulas of mantras. I have been initiated in a Sanskrit mantra lineage, and so I do prescribe mantras for clients, and they work. I mean, you're a walking testament to that, right, Carrie?
Absolutely.
Especially for attracting love, love and money. In fact, I'm releasing a prosperity programming module on my website, JillJardineAstrology.com, in time for the fall energies of October. It's going to be released before the eclipse. Yay. But what I would tell someone to do who's kind of fed up, maybe hopeless about attracting love, there's a simple formula that you can chant. It's a single word, KLEEM, K-L-I-M, pronounced K-L-E-E-M. It's the principle of attraction in Sanskrit. Sanskrit, by the way, is not a religion. It predates any religion on the planet. It's the yoga of sound, primordial sound. In the Bible, And God said the word, and then there was light. So sound and word is what created the universe. So when we say the simple sound clean and think about attracting a relationship, clean, 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 just say it over and over again. It also has the benefit of calming your mind so that monkey mind won't get out of control thinking all the negative thoughts or being a Debbie Downer. So just repeat clean, clean. And before you start repeating it, think of what you do want to bring into your life.
I love that.
Simple sound formula. And for the women who are specifically looking for men or men looking for men, your own personal Krishna, you can chant Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. 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 That will bring a loving and noble man into your life.
I love that. That's so good. And also, Om Aim Reem Kleem Chamundaye Vijay Namaha is an excellent one for attraction.
Right, and empowerment.
Yes.
Say that a couple times more, Carrie. You say it so well.
Om Aim Reem Kleem Chamundaye Vijay Namaha.
We'll have these in the show notes.
We will have them in the show notes. And do you know that that chant actually can make you appear more beautiful as well?
Right. Chamundi is the goddess in the Vedic teaching. She is the loving and protective goddess, a form of Durga, Chamundi.
Om Aim Reem Kleem Chamundaye Vijay Namaha.
So look for that in the show notes.
Absolutely. And if you want a little bit more confidence or a little bit more of a kick in your step before your date, definitely do that 108 times.
And also on Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, I have 15 episodes on Sanskrit mantras, so go check it out for love, money, health, enlightenment, and more.
I love it. So where can people find out more about you, Jill?
They can go on my website, www.jilljardineastrology.com. Listen to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine on every major podcast platform. Also, my new website that's being released, www.soulmappingjj.com. That's soul, S-O-U-L, mappingjj.com.
I can't wait for your new soul mapping brand that's coming out soon. And I thank you so much for coming back on Shot at Love and giving us the tips and forecast for the future.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you, Jill. And for now, this week's Shot at Love dating tips that are inspired by our guest, astrologer and psychic healer, Jill Jardine. Number one, have an attitude of gratitude. Forget the bad stuff from your past and remember the highs and fun you experience at the beginning of a new relationship. If you recapture the emotional upliftment you experienced in your past, that will help you vibrationally shift. Number two, more than ever, it's important to keep a high vibe. Try something new. If there's a new restaurant in town, grab a friend and go check it out. Number three, be adventurous and get out of your comfort zone. Be open to new ways to shift energy, like chanting some mantras. I hope you found some of my tips helpful this week. This is what Shot at Love is here for, to help you find love. Keep up the commitment to yourself and commit to helping someone else by sharing this podcast. Remember to stay safe and stay tuned for more episodes. And if you like this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. I'm Carrie Brett, and we'll see you next time.